my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thou power throughout the universe display. Shall come with shout of acclamation, then take me home, which shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow with humble adoration, and there proclaim, O God, how great thou art.
This is my soul, my Savior, God, to
God is great. God is great. And he's worthy of all of our praise and all of our thanksgiving. And I don't know what you've come to do today, but I've come to praise him for his greatness. His greatness. His greatness. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. Reads in this manner, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, through it all,
through it all,
I've learned to wait on God.
Through it all,
I've learned to depend on God. Through it all, I've learned that God is able. Hallelujah. Can I introduce myself to you today?
Go ahead.
My name is Peter.
Yeah.
I write this text in the year 60 to 64 A.D. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ, one of the 12. Matter of fact, I am called by Josephus and others the big fisherman.
Come on.
I'm called the big fisherman based upon the fact of my fishing skills and my height. In all of the disciples, I am the tallest of the disciples. In all of the disciples, I am the one that speaks up. I am the one that is most talkative.
Say that right.
When I am questioned about Christ, when Jesus asked the question, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? I speak up as if I have wisdom from above. I say that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I'm embarrassed that Jesus says to me that flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father which is in heaven. When Jesus was passing out keys, he said, I give unto you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. That whatsoever I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, Jesus is on the main line.
Yeah, yeah.
Call him up. Tell him just what you want. If your soul needs saving, call him up. If your body needs healing, call him up. My name is Peter. I am one of the three. I am a part of the inner circle. Matter of fact, I am the big fisherman, but I have James and John who are partners with me in the fishing business. Into the business, Jesus passed by, saw us, and said to us, follow me. I dropped my nets and I followed him. Why did I follow him? Because it was reported that when John was preaching repentance and baptizing with water, he said, there shall come a man whose shoes I'm not worthy to tie. And I can't even leave a look upon him. And when he showed up, I said, behold. John said, behold, the man of God, the Son of God that taketh away the sins of the world. It was reported to me that he is the Son of the Almighty God. I traced his history. I learned that he was born in Bethlehem of Judea in a stable, and that the cattle gave up their eating place in the manger that he may have a place to lay his head. I have been following him now for 3 years. I have watched him give sight to the blind, make the lame to walk. I have watched him spit on the ground, make clay out of the spittle. I have watched him ask the question, who touched me? When the woman who had been sick for 12 years said, if I can just but touch the hem of his garment. I have watched people who had faith in him. And guess what? Guess what? I watched him. I honored him. I praised him. But I've not been all good. I have not been a true disciple, a follower, a learner of the Lamb of God. For guess what? When he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, he invited me, Peter, James, and John to come pray with him. He invited us to a prayer meeting. The other disciples were outside. They prayed, but they were not close enough to hear the prayer of my Savior, Jesus the Christ. Guess what? I heard him say, Father, remove this cup from me. But nevertheless, Not my will, but thy will be done. Thank God for the nevertheless. Thank God for Jesus of Christ, who was willing to give of his life a ransom for our sins, and to die that we may die never as a penalty for sin. My name is Peter. I saw sweat like drops of blood fall from his brow. I heard him when he came back and looked at me, Peter, James, and John, and saw us sleeping, and asked the question, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Could you not come to prayer meeting, deacons and trustees and members, for 1 hour? I went back and prayed again. Jesus went back and prayed again. I watched him. Came back, saw us sleeping, and said, sleep on. Take your rest. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor there's a danger in sleeping in church. Jesus may show up and tell you, sleep on. Take your rest. I watch the Roman soldiers and the members, the officers of the Sanhedrin court, the soldiers who guarded the meetings of the Sanhedrin court, that court that Nicodemus was a member of, that court that sent us out, sent the soldiers out to bring Jesus in. And I heard that Nicodemus spoke up for Jesus and said, look, does not our law require that we hear a person before we condemn them? I was there in that garden. And the soldiers grabbed Jesus, but I heard Jesus say, who you looking for? And they say, we're looking for Jesus. He said, I am he. And I took my sword because, you know, I'm a mean fella. You got a six shooter, but I had a sword. And I cut off the ear of the soldier, but I watched Jesus perform a surgical procedure that no earthly physician, no earthly surgeon could have done. I picked up that ear. I saw Jesus pick up that ear and put it on man's head in correct position. He didn't turn it around. Y'all missed it. He didn't have the man's face going one way and his ear going the other. He put it in its proper place. That's a message there. Whatever Satan cuts off, God can put it back on and put it back on in a proper place. Whatever Satan has taken away from you, whatever the crooked worm has eaten away from you, God has the ability to restore unto you that has been taken away from you. You ought to be somebody here today that know through sickness I lost weight, but God restored my weight. Through sickness, my faith kind of slipped, but knowing the power of God and knowing what God can do and knowing that God is a healer like no other healer, I now stand and proclaim his word. I now stand as an usher, walk the floor. I now stand as a choir member and sing, to God be the glory for the great things he has done. My name is Peter. Called of God to be a disciple of Christ, a defender of the Lamb of God by cutting off the ear of a soldier. But then I've not always been all I should be. When they arrested my Savior, and I called him my Savior because I was on a ship, a little boat, out in the sea, and looked up and saw a man coming, and it looked like a ghost, but the closer he came, the more I recognized him. There's a message there. Sometimes Jesus looks like he's far off, but as close as you get to him, the more you walk with him, the more you discover that he is Jesus, the master's Lamb of God. The man with all power said, when I saw him coming, I said, Master, if that's you, call me
to come to you. He said, Peter, come. I stepped out of the safety of the boat to follow him, to come to him. There's a message there. No matter where you are, no matter how safe and secure you think you may be, if he calls you. Oh, yeah, the songwriter says, when he calls me, I will answer. Is there anybody here that has answered the call of the Almighty God? The Bible says that Peter stepped out on the water, left the comfort of the ship or the boat and the comfort of all of the other disciples just because I said, if that be you, Christ, call me to come forth. He said, come. And I followed that imperative sentence. I followed that imperative word that gives a command, come. You know, it'll be somebody here that came to Jesus as you were, weary, wounded, and sad, and found in him a resting place. And he has made you glad. My name is Peter. Stepped out the boat and walked on the water. But when the water was troubled, when the waves began to dance upon my feet, I became unfaithful and distrustful and started to sink. But my name is Peter. And I knew who was on the water, and I knew who spoke to the water before, when the water was just H2O and it changed from water to wine. Just because Jesus spoke to it. Now I'm on a troubled sea and I'm sinking, but my name is Peter. And I knew the power of the Almighty God. And I didn't pray a long prayer. I didn't do adoration. I didn't do confession. I just asked God to do for me. Master, save me. All you got to do when you're sinking deep in sin and far from the peaceful shore, all you got to do is say, Master, save me. I'd never felt his hand before, but my name is Peter. He reached down while I was sinking and picked me up and said, Peter, get back in the boat. Is there somebody here that lost your faith and sometimes you distrust? But can I tell you something? Get back in the boat. Because if you get back in the boat, Jesus will get in the boat with you. Is there anybody here that Jesus has gotten back into the boat with you? Lift your feet out the muck and miry clay. Place your feet on a solid rock. Get back in the boat. Get back on the usher board. Get back on the trustee board. Get back in the pulpit. Get back in the pew and tell the world he's never left me alone. And tell Jesus, my name is Peter. I want you to walk with me. Talk with me. Tell me that I am your own. But guess what? I denied him. I denied him three times. He told me I would do it. Tell your neighbor, God knows your future. God knows what you will do. When you think you won't do it, God knows you will do it. Said I denied him three times before the cock crowed. And I remember what he said, and I was sorrowful. And I walked away crying because I had denied my Savior. I followed in the footsteps of Judas, who betrayed him. I betrayed him with a denial. But guess what? When they crucified him, I was there at the cross. I was there at the cross. You saying, Jesus, keep me near the cross. But I was there at the cross because I took up my cross and I was following him daily.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard him say, Father, forgive Jimerson. Forgive Bell. Forgive. Forgive Thomas. Forgive. Forgive Jackson. Forgive Mathis. Forgive Ennis. For there are times that they don't know what they do. Thank God that he had the ability to take the telescope of time and see this sinner named Jimerson coming out of the project, through the college, through the seminary, through the master's, through the doctorate program, just to tell somebody, my name is Peter. There's some Peter in every one of us. But thanks be to God that he looks beyond our faults and sees our needs. I was there when Mary Magdalene and the others came and said, we look for Jesus, but somebody took him away. He's not there. He has risen, as he said. We went to the place, we looked in, but he wasn't there. My name is Peter. I ran to the grave where Jesus was. I looked and saw the napkin placed in his place. There's a message there. No matter what you mess up, God has the ability to clean it up. It ought to be some souls here that messed up and God cleaned up your soul. My name is Peter.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can tell you something. When I went to the cross, to the Calvary, when I went to Calvary, watched him die. And on that third day, when I went to the grave and he was not there, I said to myself, where is he? Where is the Christ?
Yeah, yeah.
But then he sent some women.
Come on,
man. Oh, it ought to be some woman here. There ought to be some women here that say, thank God that he uses everybody.
Yeah.
Thank God that he uses boys and girls and men and women to proclaim his goodness, to proclaim his mercy, to proclaim his love. My name is Peter.
Come on, Rev.
When a woman came and told me, he's not here. Repeated what the angel said, he's not here. He's risen, as he said to me to tell you to go meet him in Galilee. When he met them in Galilee, Peter said, look at here, I locked myself up in a room trying to hide from the enemies, trying to hide because I was fearful of my life. And fearing your life will cause you to deny Christ. Fearing your life will cause you to lock up and to keep others out and to keep yourself locked in. But thanks be to God, he comes through locked doors. He comes through your barricade. He comes through your defense. Guess what? He walks through your defense. Peter said, I was there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I told Thomas, doubting Thomas, Thomas, you should have been here. The Lord showed up. I'm almost finished here. But let me tell you something. When you try to lock him up, lock him out, he comes in. He busts his way in. He bursts his way in. And when he comes in looking for all of his disciples. Where is Thomas? Thomas is not here. I don't know. He's somewhere doubting. He's somewhere questioning. I don't know. He's somewhere being skeptical. But tell him I was here. But also tell him I'm coming back. Ah, yeah. Peter says, I am Peter. I told Peter, I told Thomas, Lord, you, Thomas, you should have been here. Jesus shows up. Thomas said, I won't believe that you saw the man till I see the nail prints in his hands. I won't believe that you saw the man till I can put my hand in his side.
Yeah, yeah.
Guess what? He shows up.
Yes, he does.
And when he shows up, he goes to the person that doubts the most. Went to Thomas and said, Thomas, come here, fella. Come here, fella. Come here, boy. Come here, dog. Let me show you something.
Yes.
Look at my hands. Look at the nail prints in my hands. look at my side. Give me your hand. Let me put your hand in my side. I want you to know how much I suffered for you. Guess what? I like the fact that his hands were scarred. And one glad morning when his life is over, I want to shake hands with the scarred hands of Jesus the Christ. You may be looking for mama, for daddy, for husband, for wife, for cousin, grandma, grandpa, but I want to see the man and the hands and the face of him that died for me. Through it all. Through it all. Peter said, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend on God. The reason why I learned to depend on God is the trials that I've been through. I learned to trust in God through the denials that I made. I learned to wait on God. For you see, I've learned to be patient. Trials teach us how to be patient. And patience teaches us how to wait on God. I like what Isaiah said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Come on, man.
I've learned through it all to trust in God. But more than that, I've learned to believe that God is able. My name is Peter. I've been through some stuff. I've done some stuff. But I've learned that God is God.
Yes,
and above him, there is none other. I've learned that Jesus, whatever he said about himself is true. I've learned that he is the light of the world. I've learned that he's food when I'm hungry. I've learned that he's drink when I'm thirsty. I have learned that he is the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth on him shall never die. I've learned. My name is Peter.
Yes, sir.
I'm writing from Rome to tell you that there is a God. And that he's a God above every God. And that he's worthy of all of our praise. He's worthy of all of our thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah.
I've learned that the more you praise him, the more he blesses you.
Yeah.
Is there anybody here that's willing to walk with him through the valley of the shadow of death, knowing that he is a protector, knowing that he provides for us? Is there anybody here that know that if your name is Peter, he'll anoint your head with oil and give you overflowing blessings? Is there anybody here that know that Peter died, but they called him the first bishop of the church? Whenever you work for God, God will give you a title. He'll give you a crown of righteousness, a crown of joy, a crown of peace. Don't know about you, but I love the Lord. My name is Peter.
Yeah. Come on, man. Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 Through it all.
Through it all.
I learned.
I
won't complain.
Come on.
Peter said, I've had some good days.
Yes, sir.
I've had some bad days. But the more I count my bad days, they do not weigh against my good days. Where is Peter now? He's walking the streets of glory. Denied him, he was walking the streets of glory. Cut a man's ear off, but he's walking the streets of glory. When I think about the sin in my life and the joy that comes from serving the living God, knowing that one glad morning when this life is over, gave us a place, one foot on time, one foot on eternity. Blow his horn so loud until the dead it cries. I know some dead folk. At the funeral home, folk come in and they crying. I lost my husband. I won't see him again. My message to them is yes, if they walked right, if they walked right, if they talked right, if they gave their life to Christ, you will see them again. the dead in Christ shall rise, and we who are yet alive will be caught up to meet him in the middle of the sky. Don't know about you, but I'm going to have my two wings to cover my face, two wings to cover my feet, two wings to... Fly away, to be at rest. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for preaching power. Thank you for those who committed to hearing the gospel. Temptations that we go through only prepare us for a better day. Through it all, in the name of Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. The church is standing, the choir is singing. Deacons are standing before you to receive you into the kingdom of God. Don't worry about your troubles. Thank you. Peter had trouble. Trouble with his tongue. Trouble with his sword.
He has done great things for me.
But yet he made it in.
Great things.
God bless you. We see you coming.
He has done great things for me.
Come on, choir. Come on.
He's done great things. The Lord has done.
He has done great things for me.
He's made a way for me.
Made a way.
He has made a way for me.
He's gonna give you the victory.
Victory, he will. I'm gonna be a witness for him. A great witness. Witness. I'm gonna be. I'm gonna let my little light shine. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine. I'm gonna let my little light shine. He has done great things for me. The Lord has done great things. He's done. He has done great things for me.
Reverend Jemison and Second Baptist, we have this morning Mrs. Linda Grant coming to be a member of Second Baptist based on her Christian experiences.
Mrs. Grant, thank you. Your daughter and your grandchildren, Madison and Mahogany, they joined several weeks ago and I asked you and you were coming. You said, when the Spirit says so. Yeah. Oh, y'all missed it. Yeah. And let them go ahead on. I'll be there when the Spirit says so. I'm glad that the Spirit said so today. I tease them. They are from Chicago West Side. And I did my field work and some studies in Chicago on the South Side. But guess what?
all of us are on the Lord's side. And we praise God for you. Thank you for your parental guidance. Because you led your daughter to Christ, she has led her children to Christ. And now you come following them. The Bible says, and a little child shall lead them. So thank you. Thank you, Madison and Mahogany and Mother, for joining the church. Lord our God, we pray your blessings upon this senior citizen who knows you, and she know that you're able to lift us from the sinking waters to the safety of the old ship of Zion. We bless your name. We pray that you would honor her faithfulness by giving her many more days to live among her family and among the family of God that we call Second Baptist. Whatever she needs, we pray that you will provide it. You may provide it through us. You may provide it through an agency. But whatever is needed, we bless your name for knowing that you're able to provide. And now, Lord, bless her, keep her, make your face to shine upon her. Be gracious unto her, lift your countenance upon her, and give her your peace. In the name of Christ our Lord, we pray. And all the people of God said amen.
Amen.
And those who were not afraid shouted hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Someone asked me at the 8 o'clock service why we didn't have the organ. Why the organ wasn't playing. They missed it last Sunday. I said to them, we wanted you to have the comfort of air conditioning in the summertime. And we didn't want you to come to church asking where's the funeral home fan and telling us you won't be back until the air conditioning is fixed. And so we called the air conditioning people. They replaced the unit. In the process of replacing the unit, they put the wrong wires together. The air conditioning works, but the organ doesn't. And so last Sunday I went out, and me and the custodian, and we flipped a switch. Thinking it was dark, so the light wasn't on where the switch was, so we hit the switch. We came back in, and the organ still didn't play. But then the Lord said to Satan, you're a lie. And so when we dismissed the church, Ms. LaFay went over, and she sat down at the organ, and she hit a note, and the organ came on after church. So we sent for an electrician to come fix the wire. He did something. But guess what? It ain't working. And so we're going to get the organ people, trustee Marie Thurston, Dr. Marie. The organ person's going to come. The one who knows how to fix it. Come on now. No more electricians. The organ fixer will be here. And whatever it costs to get it back right, we're going to pay that to get it back right. Y'all agree with me? Y'all agree with me? Now, LaFay is good on that piano, but the organ is what I like. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I look back and I saw my friend and my attorney singing in the choir. Johnny Thomas, I want you to personally know that your pastor loves you. He loves the whole family. John, who helped save my son's life when his stomach was twisted and we didn't know what the problem was. Your son took him to the hospital. And the doctor said if he had not come to the hospital, he didn't know what would happen because his intestines were twisted. And your son took him to the... So if I don't ever say anything to you again, I want you to know I love you. I love Pam, John, and your daughter, Whitley. And thank you for what you do at the community center. We don't always act like it, but you're valuable. Come on, help me here. You're valuable, John. We love you. That's my attorney. My son is an attorney, but I got to keep some things from him. If I don't, he'll take them. Y'all missed that. Standing, we're ready to go. Lord, thank you for your people. Thank you for the joy of serving you. Thank you for the love that we have one for the other. And then we thank you for the spirit of worship. And now, Lord, dismiss us from this building, but never from your presence, never from your power. And as we go, we take the name of Jesus with us wherever we go. Name of Christ, the Lord, who loves all of us as Peter's and as Thomas's, as John's. It is your name that we ask. And all the people of God said, amen. Great things, he has done great things for me. Hallelujah. Miss Bryant.